Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Gosh, we are thankful that you are here with us today. Thanks for tuning in and making this part of your, not just your drive home, but maybe your afternoon recharge. It is positive business talk.
It is positive business talk, and it means we're combating negativity every single day. You want to put good stuff in. When good stuff goes in, good stuff comes out, and hopefully the more positivity you've got in your life, the more positive your outlook is.
All right, so the market's just closed, and we've got the Dow's down by about 0.1%. The NASDAQ is also down by about 0.06%, and the Standard & Poor's 500 down by 0.2%. So not a lot of movement in the markets today, but all ended in the red. Macy's, big losers, 2.72% down their closing price, $31.80. Tesla is up almost the same amount, 2.58%, and their closing price, $257.81. And the final big winner here of the day is American Airlines, closed up by 2.25% at $45.20. That's what happened in the market today.
All right. Well, so I just got a newsletter from our friend Coach Brew, over in Maine, and
love him.
Of course he had some thoughts on the football game that played yesterday.
Was there a football game yesterday?
He says, "Here's some food for thought."
Okay.
And he's all about inspiration and motivation and living a better life.
Sure.
And he says, "But the only time the Patriots led was the final score. So throughout the whole game, they weren't leading. They weren't ahead." The only time they were ahead was in the final score. He says, how do you overcome in your life, right? You know, I mean, we're thinking about, you know, setbacks and challenges. You know, do we go into the locker room at halftime and throw a pity party and throw it all out the window and say we just can't come back?
Wow.
He says, how do you overcome a 16-point deficit? One play at a time.
One play at a time.
One play at a time through the disciplined habit of focusing on the next play. And so what habit do you need to break to make your own life better?
You know, leave it to Coach Brew. He's got a couple of great books. The Coach Approach, fantastic book. And he's got a new one coming out.
The Stadium Approach.
The Stadium Approach, which is amazing.
Or Stadium Status.
It might be Stadium Status, actually. In any case, just mark down the name. You can go coachbrew.com, B-R-U, coachbru.com, or John Brubaker. I'm telling you, he's solid. We've had him on the program. We'll have him back again, and we love him. Good stuff. So a couple things in the news today. Google is now the world's most valuable brand, according to a study snagging the number one spot from, guess who, Apple, which has been the incumbent since 2011. The annual ranking from Brand Finance says Google's monetary value increased to $109.5 billion last year, representing a 24% increase overall. By contrast, Apple's monetary value fell from $145.9 billion in the previous year to $107.1 billion. That allowed Google to snap the top spot by about an excess of $2.4 billion. Wow.
Yeah,
as a big money makers.
Those
right
are
there.
Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely.
You know who's really surging in their stocks today, these days? Hasbro.
Hasbro, the toy maker.
The toy maker, the game player.
Are they still making toys?
Of course they are. In fact, they are huge, up nearly 15% as of 11 a.m. this morning. Fourth quarter and full year 2016 results way above expectations. Stocks now up more than 26% over last year. And that is massive. Hasbro's licensing deal with Disney to sell toys based on Disney's movie Frozen and other princess brands has led to some exciting growth opportunities. And, of course, you know, it's not far behind. If they're making friends with Disney on that, maybe they'll make friends with Disney on a lot of other things that Disney is selling like crazy. And this also, and Angel, I'll be honest with you, I thought of you.
Oh, I that.
Yeah, when this came out. Familiar with, do you know the name Frederick Kuminal?
No, should I?
You should. He is the CEO for a company that has a blue box.
I know the blue box.
Of course you do. See, all I have to say is the iconic brand of Tiffany's Blue Box. And you know that I'm talking about the famed luxury jewelry chain that continues to struggle with disappointing financial results, including lower than anticipated holiday sales.
I haven't shopped at Tiffany for a while. I'm sorry. Apparently it has made an impact.
Yeah, right. And so Frederick Kuminal has stepped down over the weekend. And the board is committed to their current core business strategies, but has been disappointed by recent financial results, said Kowalski, and that's the chairman, board chairman, Michael Kowalski. And so, yeah, they're going to rebrand or retool or refocus or do something that's going to hopefully help them, you know, I don't know.
You know, you wouldn't think that Tiffany, a brand like Tiffany, would be struggling, but if they can't make it, is there any hope for any of us?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Do you like honey?
Like,
you know, like the bee
like
made
jar
honey.
Honey, like Winnie the Pooh kind of
thing? Yeah, that kind of stuff. Do you like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, a brave man in Madagascar showed off his various daring skills by rooting around in a tree to grab his own honey out amidst the swarming bees.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to let it out. It's just like the bears, right? the bears have to deal with the bees. Well, so does this guy. But apparently he really likes his honey.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So he reaches into the hole and pulls out the honeycomb. Shows no signs of being stung by the insects, which I simply do not believe. He's just probably high tolerance for pain.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Jinx, yummy coke.
Nope.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. Those things sting. That's what that little stinger is, right?
Right. And you know the old phrase, you're going to need a bigger boat. Do you remember the movie that came from?
No.
Jaws.
Oh.
Sure enough, in South Carolina fishing crew captured video of their encounter with a great white shark that today, or actually yesterday, took a bite out of their boat while they were struggling to catch it.
They're trying to catch
the shark.
The shark.
The shark decided, you know what? Hex
lunch?
Be on you and your boat.
Lunch, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh,
It's a 14-foot-long female great white shark.
Oh, I was going to say, it was a 14-foot-long boat? They thought they could catch a shark in that?
You're
going to
need a much bigger boat.
Yes.
That is for sure. But, yeah, she bit the boat once, and just like any animal, they wanted to get the heck out of town, says Michael Love, the gentleman who was trying to go fishing. You grab anything wild, and they're going to bite you to get loose. And apparently, that's exactly what happened.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah, no more shark stories. No more trying to catch sharks.
All right. Well, one more story in the news that is a little, moving. Familiar with those Target supercenters, and they've got those big red balls in front of the concrete barriers.
Some of them actually painted into a Pokeball.
They did.
Pokemon Go was a big thing.
That's exactly right. They've subsequently repainted them all back to red because Pokemon Go was kind of a flash in the pan.
Pokemon gone.
Well, in New Jersey, so too is the 2-ton red ball. That's right. One of the two-ton red balls. Two tons is 4,000-pound rolling ball of concrete.
Aren't they there to protect the front of the store from cars crashing into the front of the stores? Okay.
That's exactly what they're there for. But surveillance cameras in New Jersey Target captured the moment that a truck bumped one of the iconic red concrete balls, causing it to roll into a moving car.
It rolled?
Apparently, these things aren't like anchored down, but they're just 4,000 pounds.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it rolled into a moving car.
Yes.
What was it, a tank that hit this thing?
It was a pickup truck, just a regular pickup truck that partially bumped into one of the store's large red concrete balls designed to prevent vehicles from crashing into the store's doors. And it was enough to make the ball come loose. The ball rolled right into the side of a moving Nissan Rogue, and that truck sustained $3,500 in damage.
Dang. Yikes. So now they're going to remove them all completely?
You know, either that or drop an anchor, you know?
Yeah, a little super glue.
Put a rebar.
Isn't that what Gorilla Glue is for?
Gorilla Glue is probably just for that. So that's your
My kids are going to try and move those now.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Man, that's a bad idea. All right, gang, we are going to take a quick break, get some of the commercials to you. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. We're grateful for that. Tell them that you heard about them on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Also grateful for that. When we come back, more positive business talk, because that's what you've come to expect. Appreciate you. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks to our producer. I'm going to call him the BMC. Run BMC. Big Man Chad.
Big Man Chad. Is that all right with you? He's like, I'm okay.
Yeah. He's got some good taste in music, and we appreciate that. Welcome back. It's good to have you back here on the drive home.
Yeah, we are pretty excited to be going home with you this afternoon, or just finishing up your work day or getting through that afternoon lull, right, that kind of comes around this time. It's a couple hours after lunch. You've been sitting. So go ahead and let's all, like, stand up and stretch.
Yeah,
and get
I'm all over them.
Calisthenics on, right? Do a little Google yoga stretches.
You know what you need a yoga stretch after is the stereotypical one-on-one.
You know, I remember when, you know, years ago being introduced to the phrase
one-on-one. Yeah.
You know, coffee meeting. You meet somebody at a networking event. Let's meet for a one-on-one, which just meant rather than try to have this conversation in a big crowded networking event.
Sure, which is the inappropriate place.
Let's try and do it in a coffee shop where we've got a little bit more time and less interruptions. And it was shortly after we launched our first book and our radio show that all of a sudden we were doing a lot of one-on-ones.
We really were doing a lot of one-on-ones, and I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to that.
We ended up stopping doing one-on-ones and invented what an event that I termed the non-dinner dinner party.
The non-dinner dinner party.
So do you ever watch, watching the old movies, or maybe your parents did this? They would have dinner parties.
Sure.
You would have these dinner parties there would be like six couples or 12 people.
Of course. Like
always 12 people. I don't know why it was 12, but at a dinner party, apparently that's the right number.
It's the size of the table.
And you get this great eclectic group of people, very diversified conversations and backgrounds, men and women mix. And at the time, because we were doing so much networking, I wasn't really doing a whole lot of at-home entertaining, because by the time the weekend came, I was kind of done with all that.
Right.
So kind of trying to combine the two. And here's how it worked in Angel's world. If you said, hey, Angel, I'd love to schedule a one-on-one with you. And I'm like, great. How about Tuesday at 2? We'd put it on the calendar. The next person that says, hey, Angel, I'd love to do a one-on-one with you. I'd say, I'm already meeting somebody else on Tuesday at 2. Why don't you join us?
Come join us.
And it would grow from there.
Yeah.
And they were very successful, very effective ways to do multiple one-on-one meetings. Now, these days, there's all sorts of technology that's going to help you with your one-on-ones. There are software apps that help you schedule and keep track of your one-on-ones. You probably belong to a kind of leads group or a business group that encourages one-on-ones. But there's probably very few people who have actually mastered the concept. So expert comes in, Beth Miller. She's a contributor with Entrepreneur.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got some tips for how to master the one-to-one meeting.
She starts out by saying, so what separates these master one-on-one facilitators from the rest? Well, one of the behaviors is they're curious not judgmental. They're curious about many things related to an employee, including how the employee came to less than optimal decisions in their choices to move into another.
Right. So in this case,
place.
She's talking about the boss having a one-on-one right. with their employee. When we talk about having it with a, in a networking event, more curious. Like
right.
I'm, you know, it's not a selling. It's not a sales call. And I think this is
That's
where
exactly right.
we often misunderstand. If I've asked you to meet for one-on-one, I did not ask you to meet for a sales presentation, a sales pitch. And there's a big difference.
There is a big difference.
But what do we tell our boss? Oh, yeah, I'm meeting Eric today. Yeah, I'm going to pitch him our thing. And it's mm-hmm. a sales call. So we get back from it and we think, okay, did you sell it? But it's not. A one-on-one is not a sales pitch. And I think we've got to get really clear about that. If you are meeting with me, and people do,
right.
Angel, I want to show you my product. I want to get you, you know, I think this would be great for you. I, you know, it's brand new. I thought of you. I'd love to show this to you. Tell me that. Because if I think we're meeting for a let's get to know each other a little better. And
it ends
I
up being
up,
a sales pitch.
Yeah. I knew somebody who showed up to what she thought was a one-on-one and ended up being a two-on-one because he brought his boss or brought the guy and they did their little presentation. Don't lie to me.
Yeah. How do you really feel? That's when you stand up, you shake their hand and say,
thank you for your time.
Yeah, this wasn't what
I had to do that once.
Expected. But you know what? It's necessary sometimes. And so just keeping that in mind. Another thing that you need to do when you're on a one-on-one with somebody, learning more about who they are and what they're doing, be an active listener. Don't be all about the you statements. In fact, if you find out what active listening sounds like, we've got two ears and one mouth, and that means we should listen in proportion 2/3 of the time.
Oh, Eric, I have got a great. We're gonna have to talk about active listening. I've got a whole long list of things that we can do to be active listeners. We'll have to do that in another time, but it is valuable because I think people have forgotten of what it means to active listen.
Sure.
Right? I think they think, I'm going to listen to you until there's a pause where I can interject my thought.
Right.
But that is not active
that
listening.
That is not active listening, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Another way to be really effective in a one-on-one is to use silence effectively.
I know master silent communicators.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
would make me feel, I think, awkward.
It can. But they use it effectively. You know, silence can be very uncomfortable, but it's also very telling because if you exercise, I was talking to my son. We went to church yesterday, and there was a point in the sermon where the pastor said something, and he dropped it out there, and he held it for a pregnant pause, and then he stepped on it. And I thought, oh, no, you should have gone one, maybe two more seconds. Let it sink. And I used to be a magician, right? And so my mentor would say, when you get done with that point of magic, you strike your pose and wait for the audience to clap, right? It seems like an eternity, but hold it until the wave hits them.
It's got to hit them.
It's got to
right?
hit them.
It's got to hit them.
That's right.
You know, another time, too, you know, when we talk about using silence effectively, is if somebody's trying to gather their thoughts, maybe you've asked them a question or they're telling a story,
yeah.
and they're trying to gather their thoughts. Too often, we want to jump in and interrupt with our thought, which
right.
will derail where they were going with
Clearly.
It.
Clearly.
And they say, don't rescue them and ask another question or
right.
fill it in. If you need to say something, just say, take your time.
Wow.
Take your time. And that demonstrates to the person that their thoughts, their feelings, their opinions are important. And these silent moments, she says, can often lead to those aha moments where somebody's actually able to learn for themselves. Like they can fill in the blank.
There you go.
But so often we want to do that. There's silence, there's quiet time. So we want to jump in and fill that. But if somebody's trying to come up with a complete thought, how do I phrase this? They're digging deep back into the archives. Right? Don't interrupt. Allow that silence to be used effectively.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, gang. That music means that it's time for the bottom of the hour news. So we invite you to stick with us and hang out because, you know, we've got some more positive business talk just ahead, and a big announcement. Today's a big day for us, and we want to share that with you just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you for tuning in. This is a home of positive business talk, and I'll tell you what, we have so much of a good time here. Shout out to all the folks who are tuning in to us by way of Facebook Live. You can find us at experiencepros.com, and you can see the video there. There's good stuff happening.
There is a really good stuff happening. Yesterday, while we were watching the football game, my husband had grilled some hamburgers. Because it was such a gorgeous day here in Colorado.
I don't believe I got the invite for
right?
that.
Right? And he says, you know, dinner's ready, right? He brought him in and dinner's ready. I said, wait a minute. I'm watching the commercials.
Yeah.
That was the best part. Like, when the game is on, that's when I can, like, step away and go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
or go into the kitchen.
It's difficult to have to leave at any time during
that. It was
that.
Very weird. Every yeah. time the commercials would get on and you think, I'm waiting for the commercial to start something,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
to go to leave the room. And then the commercials would start. We went, I can't leave now. It's the commercials.
Right. So speaking of the commercials, did you come away with a favorite or several?
Oh, Heart, I don't know.
No?
I wasn't making a list.
Well,
I did not commit them to memory.
Right.
But as we talk about them, I will go, oh, yeah, I like that one. Or that was a little weird.
Yeah. So we went to TheVerge.com to see what they felt were some of the best and worst Super Bowl commercials for yesterday. And if you want to chime in and tell us what your favorite commercial was from yesterday, just dial the number 855-326-2724, 855-326-2724. For those of you who are listening on the Facebook Live, I'll just post that there for you so that you can dial in and join the conversation. Let's see what you thought was some of the best. So Skittles, did you see the Skittles one? Sarah.
Right, was Sarah.
He kept throwing those, instead of throwing stones at your sweetheart's window, he was throwing Skittles. And everyone, including Sarah's mom, Sarah's dad, Sarah's grandma, a masked burglar, a cop, and apparently a beaver, all enjoyed the Skittles. And nobody ever gave him any love, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how sad. He needed to have the boombox above his head.
Right, right.
That's how you get the love of your life to come outside her bedroom window. Didn't we watch that movie?
Absolutely. So what did you think of the Hyundai commercial? Did you see that? So it starts off with a helicopter flying over the U.S. military base in Poland, noting that various Americans couldn't watch the Super Bowl troop without troops serving in harm's way.
Yes.
And then they took a few of those troops behind the closed doors, and they got to sit into this 360-degree camera
so they could be with their families.
With their family at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was really cool.
You know, and Jordan Golson, who...
And it was real. It wasn't a commercial. It was
live during the Super Bowl with their family and the little baby reaching out for dad next to the camera at the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
It really was. A tearjerker for me.
What was the brand that was going to make their commercial live during?
Snickers did. Snickers made their
one
live.
Oh, they did.
Live.
I missed it.
It was kind of cool. It was the set came down. They were filming a commercial, and when you don't have your Snickers bar, everything comes and the whole set destroyed and crashed. Lights flickering and all of that.
But it was and it was done live.
You know. Yeah.
On, like,
it really was.
That's that's scary.
Kind of like this show right here.
Well, but we don't have millions and millions and millions, the most the most viewing of any program
what?
At any one time in the entire country.
We don't?
Happening with all eyes on us.
We don't have that?
There are 84.
84.
Eyes.
Come on, people. Step it up. All right. How about this? Kia. Melissa McCarthy. She's going to go save the whales,
yeah.
And the whale springs her over, and now she's got to go save the trees, and
yes.
The tree falls, and now she's got to go see something else. it was an interesting scene, but a lot of people talking about that, that's for sure.
Well, it made me laugh, because isn't that kind of what we're all doing on Facebook? I got to go save this. I got to go save that. I got to go save this.
How about a car brand that you probably haven't thought of in years, maybe decades? Alfa Romeo.
I did not know what that was when I first saw the commercial,
right.
And I was in the other room, so I couldn't see the brand, and so I was guessing at what it was, and when my husband told me,
yeah.
Really?
When you and
Where
I were kids, Alfa Romeos put engines in Volkswagens, in the little Beetles.
Oh.
It was that kind of a car brand, and now, boy howdy, are they all grown up with the new Giulia sports sedan. And
who was it the big, was it Lincoln, right, was the big car in last year's Super Bowl, yes?
I don't remember what last year's Super Bowl commercials were. Sorry.
Well, it had Matthew McConaughey in it.
Oh, then
wasn't that?
Then that would have been the MK6. Yeah.
Well, but was that during the Super Bowl or was
it's
just regular football season?
All year. They used it during the Super Bowl as
Did
well.
They? That's what I think. That's what I'm remembering for the luxury.
And
car.
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey, Mr. Clean. Did you see that commercial?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he's wearing a thong, Mr. Clean.
Did you pay that close of attention?
You
weren't looking in the right place.
There's some serious shadows going on in his tidy.
You were not
white
looking
pants.
In the right place. You're supposed to be looking at those big shoulders.
The big shoulders. Yeah. Well. Okay.
And those arms.
But I thought it was hysterical.
And
I actually. I laughed out loud.
Looking for his beach ball.
I laughed out loud when it morphed into the dad bod guy who got tackled onto the couch.
Right. Because there is nothing sexier than. A man helping you clean the house.
I don't know. Those were the best Super Bowl commercials that were.
Okay, so I thought that the one with Justin Timberlake and they were singing Bye Bye Bye.
That's the one I didn't see.
You didn't see it?
No,
that was
I didn't see
cute.
That. Was it?
It was just cute. I mean, you know, no, you know, overriding, you know, overwhelming message or anything to it, but that one was cute.
Yeah. How about Yellowtails? Yellowtail Wine, and they tried to make kangaroos cute. Kangaroos are not cute. They are mean,
not really.
Terrifying, ugly creatures that will beat you.
What'd you think of the drones during Lady Gaga's halftime show? And how long did it take you to figure out it was a drone?
Well, I'd heard some pre-work on it,
did?
So I knew that
was
going to be going down.
So we were watching it at my house, and we're watching it, and of course it's just glittery up in the sky. So we're thinking, okay, helium balloons? Like, what did they do? Are those lasers? How? And then when it formed into the flag, that's when my husband guessed it, that they were drones. So we didn't know. But that was awesome.
Well, and this headline, in the Super Bowl halftime show, Lady Gaga was her own left shark. Megan F. says this. She says, we're all just pawns in Gaga's game. I'll tell you something. Everybody, so Lady Gaga herself said the week before that she was going to make a political statement, and we were all the country was bracing for half the country wants to cheer her on for her statement, which would have been against Trump and his policies, and the other half of us we're sitting there going can't we just all move along? She made a louder statement than she ever could have by being patriotic. By being classy, by hitting every note, by diving off the top of the
stadium
let me tell you
roof,
something.
Right?
I have always felt, and when Lady Gaga first came onto the scene, I said, that's a reincarnation of Madonna. She's a younger version of Madonna, doing the kind of cutting-edge, trend-setting kind of things, and so on. I don't care whether you like her or not, folks. You can send your hate mail. That's fine. She killed it. She hit a grand.
That's not fine.
She hit a grand slam in yesterday's program, and she earns all the accolades and all the kudos for she killed it.
So I heard that there was a Google ad that ran during the game that set off everybody's little Google.
Oh, the Alexa.
Yes. The OK Google. They said. Yeah, that it actually made their little toy at home.
Yeah, I said Alexa, that's the Amazon version. But yes, the little Google personal servant.
So every time a Google commercial comes on,
okay, Google.
Then if you own one.
Maybe we're doing it now for people. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Send Eric and Angel.
Tacos. I was being nice to you.
I was going to say
Tiffany
lots of money.
Bracelets.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Lots of them.
There you go. All right. Well, good stuff. I enjoyed the game. I love the game of football. I lost interest after the Broncos never made it to the playoffs. But I did watch the game. I do believe that Tom Brady will go down as the best quarterback in history until somebody long time from now comes along and outperforms him. But wow, great show all the way around. Good commercials. Good stuff. Hey, we'll be back with more positive business talk after this break. Please do business with the people who do business with the pros. That is an important piece of keeping this message and the revolution of how people treat people in business going. We appreciate you, and we'll be back right after these messages. Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you. This is America's home for positive business talk. And, you know, all the time when we draw from various sources around the internet to bring you stories that we can now have a little bit of talking points on the Experience Pros way of doing things, we like to give credit where credit is due. And I'll be honest with you, I can't pronounce this man's name to save my life. So I'm just going to say we found this article in entrepreneur.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we, you know, if you want us to post it, we can.
Yes.
The title is 10 Money Habits That Will Help You Get Serious About Prosperity. So taking your financial life to the next level by seeking out new income sources, making debts a priority, or he says separating friendship from business.
Oh. All right. Number one, be clear about your financial goals. One habit you need to develop is clarity of where you're going. Otherwise, how will you know if you arrive?
You won't know. We just think we want more.
Right.
Right. When and more is not actually enough. It's not a clear financial goal. So what are your priorities? And once you assess that, that'll actually help you get a clearer picture. You might be closer than you think. Or there might be a lot of changes that have to come your way. Stop associating guilt with money, he says. A lot of people feel guilty, which is why they often find it difficult to discuss their financial terms of a business relationship before starting one. Develop a positive attitude toward money by overcoming any guilt you feel.
You know, it's surprising a number of people that really do associate guilt with spending of money and so on. And just develop those healthy habits. How about this one? Number three, seek more income sources. I think we say this a lot, but probably not enough. The more opportunities that you have to earn income, the more revenue trees or streams that you have coming into your bank account, the better.
You know, I've always kind of been on the fence with this one, Eric. My thought is, pick your revenue source and focus on that.
Sure.
Because if you have too many, then your attention's going to be divided, right? If you're going to be an entrepreneur, grow your business. Focus on that. If you have two or three side hustles, your business is going to suffer. And so I've always struggled with this one. But get your business solid.
Absolutely.
Get it right. And then add. To me,
that's
the side hustle.
That's right. You got to make sure that your business model is solid. And you look at some of the top entrepreneurs, you know, you think of the Mark Cubans in the world and so on, and they have all of those sharks have multiple
but business. Then I also think about friends I know, and they sell this, and they're in this business, and that business, one, and this, and none of them are really thriving. And so my thought was treat them like a hobby when you have too many. But get solid in your business and then add more income streams. Make clearing your debts a priority. Start by paying off your debt as quickly as possible, because that's where the struggle is. Your debt will keep compounding, right? Just how compounding interest works in your favor, when it comes to debt, it works against you. So you could become debt-free by the end of 2017 if you really focus on doing that. Now, here's where he says separate friendship from business.
Yeah, okay.
He says underscore the purpose of your relationship with others and make it a habit to always separate money from friendship and friendship from business. He goes on to say a lot of relationships have gone to ruin because of money. So make sure you know enough about someone before entering into a business relationship. Use background check tools. We've got Nation Search in the Extreme Customer Service Directory, which is a great resource for you. Entering into a business relationship with the wrong person could be costly or devastating to your financial life. How well do you really know them? Right? And I've heard, you know, when it comes to business, never hire anybody you can't fire, which means mom.
Yeah.
You know, somebody really close to you. Dave Ramsey always says the one ship guaranteed to sink is a partnership. I never got that for the longest years.
Yeah, it frustrated me. Dave is a good friend of both of ours, and it frustrates me to this day that he says that, only because we've actually got a partnership for going on 16 years that is actually working. We're the exception rather than the rule.
Well,
though,
and there always are. Yeah. There always are. And a lot of business relationships can go awry. Any relationship can go awry. The struggle is, you know, we want to build relationships with the people we do business with.
Yep.
And keeping that professional relationship intact while maintaining the relationship is really a struggle, which is why what we talk about often here on the show is how to maintain the human side of it without, you know, destroying a relationship.
Absolutely. There's lots of other ones here. I'm going to tie in one last one, and then I got a great announcement that we're super excited about that we want to share with you as well. And that is, see money as a means, not as an end. You know, and many times people think that money is the goal, that the accomplishment of money is the what we're working for, instead of using the money as a tool to accommodate the lifestyle and or philanthropy that we
There was a Harvard Business Study done. It was like over 70 years, and they asked them when they were younger, and even if you were to ask young people today, what do you want? What would make you happy at the end of your days? And they all say more money.
Yeah.
But then you ask people at the end of their days, what brings you the most happiness? It's relationships.
It's relationships. That's it. All right. Good stuff. And we'll post this article so you can get the gentleman's name that I cannot pronounce. I apologize. But good talking points. And we want to take this last minute with you to share with you our news of great joy here in the Denver metro market. Many of you are listening to us on our home station of Denver's Money Talk, 1690 KDMT. Well, effective in just about, 3 plus 6 is 9 minutes, we're going to be the permanent hosts of a brand new radio show on a new station.
Right, 94.7 here in Denver. It's on the FM dial. It's called Crosswalk. It's an oldie. It's been in the marketplace for lots of years. And we get to be the replacement host. We get to fill some very big shoes. So we're going to close off Experience Pros Radio Show, run across the hall, and hopefully you'll join us at 94.7 KRKS here in the Denver market. Of course, stay on KDMT for more positive business or for more business talk with Colorado Business Roundtable as well.
Absolutely. Good stuff all the way around. And by the way, that 94.7 is FM, and so it's a different.
Show, everything. Different dial, different AM, FM, whatever that is, different. It's all different. But we're very, very, very excited. So we hope you'll tune in. We're also going to be Facebook Living if we can get the technology up and running in time.
Yes. Yeah. It's a fun thing, and we're excited about it. So we implore you to enjoy the program with us. All right. And on that note, that music reminds us that it's time to say thank you. Thank you to BMC, Run BMC. That's Big Man Chad, our producer. And for you and all the people that make the Experience Pros Radio Show happen every single day, we appreciate you for tuning in. Thanks for the Facebook Live folks as well. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.